Hey everybody, it's Devin Boker, day 13 of 500, learning to be me. There's shy, then occasionally socially anxious, and then there is social anxiety. That's me. Thing is, maybe you're like that too. I'm not a professional, so ask your doctor, which is sort of funny given the topic, not gonna lie. Puts you on the spot, you have to be awkward. For me, I pretty much exhibit all of the hallmarks of classic social anxiety. Though many may not know it because I'm sort of an expert chameleon. Fear of situations in which you may be judged. It goes like this. Constantly worrying about embarrassing or humiliating myself even in front of my own spouse. Super uncomfortable around strangers and unable to keep eye contact or speak without fumbling and constantly feeling like I'm just sounding like an idiot. Constantly worried about people noticing my anxiety or faults. Avoidance of people and events, especially if I might be the center of attention. Super anxious about the events and appointments and either arriving super early or canceling last minute. Spending ungodly amounts of time analyzing and criticizing myself during and after social interactions, having a tendency to expect the worst of possible outcomes, physical symptoms of anxiety, ghosting, dropping off the grid at random points, finding it incredibly challenging, if not virtually insurmountable, to attend social gatherings, having trouble starting or ending conversations, constantly feeling the need to people please and be the version of you that you think others want you to be, getting change at the register, correcting a food order, returning an item, asking for ketchup, eating in front of people, accepting gifts or compliments, using the bathroom in public, and any other seemingly small and tedious thing that I overamplify in my mind. I've gotten better over the years, but I've got a long way to go. There are a lot of causes, and there are just as many paths through and out. For myself, I deeply struggle with self-content, self-criticism, general lack of concern for my needs, and lack of compassion and forgiveness for myself. I don't know if social anxiety is a result or a cause, but I chose a path that I thought might work. Accepting myself. Allowing me to be who I truly am and basically saying, F it. I'm done with that. I finally asked myself this spring, when will loving myself be enough? And my mission since has been to first work on accepting who I am and then work on allowing that person to be seen and heard. And hopefully, then finally, being rid of this pointless, irrational anxiety. I have to say that my whole joy of blogging and podcasting probably stems from all this. It allows me to protect myself while expressing myself. You know, it's indirect. It's also why I thought, you know, if I do these things for myself and what I enjoy, and it's not based on what I think others want to see or hear, maybe I'll be happier with it. I've pretty much given up on likes and reviews and have chosen that the only thing that matters are the likes and reviews I give myself. I'm doing this for me, to find me, to love me, to accept me, to be me. And I have to say, I've noticed an interesting consequence. It seems like the less that I care about what other people think, the better my work is. It has more passion, more soul, more fire. Plus, I actually tend to get more listens and downloads. Maybe it speaks to authenticity. Now, do I care about those increases? It's nice, but it's not my focus. I'm learning to be me, and I like who I'm finding. Four gratitudes. Number 49, plants. Animals get all the attention, but how cool are plants? Take a minute to actually look at them. Watch them grow, persevere. They're amazing. Number 50, finding a matching pair of socks the first time when you're disorganized like me. Number 51, y'all. Seriously, I started doing this publicly as a form of self-accountability, but the support and encouragement really helps me going. Number 42. Homemade Rice Krispie treats. Oh my God. So delicious. Back tomorrow.